feel like I'm about 12 because I'm sitting on a stool that's slightly lower than usual.
But we don't really take you seriously as a musician until you've got the stool on stage.
Right. That's true.
It's just a man and his guitar and a mic.
Well, first of all, what a week it's been. And for me, both personally and for the greater good. But I was having a bit of a grump, a bit of a whinge about, the morning you get out of bed on the wrong side. And one of the real first world problems I had was that there was no pepper for my avocado, which, obviously.
That was enough to send you into, I don't know how we describe it, will we, Pete? He was just falling apart.
So grumps a lot, yeah. Well, the wonderful people at Spencer's Gourmet Trading in Frio have sent a whole lot of peppercorns to us.
It's like a box full of pepper.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
No, really, Spencer, thank you. Thank you for sending those peppers to help Matt out.
And, of course, the big story of the week, and it continues to make the news, was the passing of Dame Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
And I knew quite early I was going to do a song about Dame Olivia Newton-John. And just to let you behind the sort of curtain a little bit, I was here until about 11:30 working with the wonderful Carlos trying to produce up this song. And I guess I've been kind of taken aback by just how much of an impact her passing has had on people.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I started to think, even though I don't mean it with any disrespect, it sounds a bit cheesy and like I'm having fun with this story.
Oh, yeah.
And I certainly wasn't, but I just said to him at about 11:30, I apologised for wasting his time and said, mate, I'm going to cut this back. I'm going to keep it really simple and really sweet because her passing has meant a lot to people and I don't want to muck with that. So not a lot of laughs in this one, but hopefully we can all find it a little sweet and have our own memories of Dame Olivia Newton-John.
Oh.
The news that nobody wanted to hear. We lost somebody we found so dear. Please don't say that it's true. No, surely somebody's got this wrong. No, Olivia can't be gone. She's just in Xanadu. No, there were other things that might have made the news in Perth this week. Premier Mark McGowan was cross. There was monkeypox. Things not that deep. It can't be true. We've lost our koala blue. And we'll all miss you. Now, what are we going to do? So hopelessly devoted to you, meet you in Xanadu. Wrong chord. Olivia Newton-John, what a champion. You fought cancer hard. Then there is what you did for aerobics and leotards. And now you're at peace. Thank you for Greece. Xanadu, you had so much class. Now that you've passed, so sad but true. A voice from above, so full of love. That's what we got from you.
Beautiful, mate.
Nice, Maddie. Beautiful. That was lovely.
There you go. Thank you. And valet, Dame Olivia Newton-John.
Pete, Matt and Kimber.
I came across this story. It's not a new story, but I did find it fascinating that this Greek Orthodox monk named Mihailo Tolotos. He said, the legend says that he lived for 82 years and died without ever laying eyes on a woman.
It's raining men. Hallelujah. Mm. It's raining men.
Never, like.
So when he was born, he died without ever meeting his mother. And he was put into the care of these monks in this very weird and wonderful looking monastery in Greece, very isolated, mm-hmm. where he lived and dedicated his life to the monastery. The monastery itself never allowed a woman to enter.
Right.
So he lived his entire 82 years, never laying eyes on a human woman. Also, never beheld, I love how it's written, it's, you know, beheld an automobile, a movie, or an airplane. And
wow.
he just lived a life without women.
When did that happen? Do you know when that took place?
Yeah, well, look, he died probably about 40 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not that long, like, really.
No,
to be, I mean, I think you get arrested for doing that now. Like, if you kept if you kept a kid.
Yes.
And you were like, they don't leave and no one's ever allowed in and they don't have any of these things. They've never seen anything. They've never had a car. They've, like, I don't know if that's legal now.
Well, yeah,
like that sort of trapping a person.
Because it says here that, you know, he dedicated his life to the monastery, but maybe he didn't have any choice.
Mm.
He didn't know what else was out there.
It's no pictures, no internet,
nothing.
No magazines, nothing.
Well, look, he did pass away before internet days.
Mm.
So, okay, that's one bit that I don't know if things have changed. Maybe now they're all gamers in that monastery. I'm not sure. But quite extraordinary to live a life without never, you know, seeing another, you know, important member of the species.
Even on the level of education.
Yeah.
On the level of biology, learning anything about the world, like everyone just thought, no, shh, just don't say
anything.
Don't
say nothing.
He doesn't need to know.
Maybe he was the most blissed out. And I don't mean because he didn't meet a woman, but because of having none of that external distraction at all.
Mm.
I wonder if he was just completely blissed.
Yeah, I mean, just being around only male energy, what could go wrong?
But, okay, of course,
I mean, even you guys wouldn't want that. If I said to you, you're just going to be in a room with men and only men ongoing,
well,
you'd be like, I'm out.
Shh, for a sec, just sort of for a moment. Shh, I don't know, nothing, not even talking, not even laughing.
What would we talk about?
You're already thinking about women, and I know you are. You already are thinking about women.
Hang on a sec.
As soon as there
we
was three...
We couldn't go 15 seconds without you having to say something.
As soon as there was 3 seconds of silence, the two of you were thinking of women. You knew you were.
Guys, I know this seems really far removed, like it's a piece of ancient history, but we have such a person in Australia.
Oh.
Tony Abbott. You could handle it, Rams, couldn't you?
Pete, Matt and Kimber.
Now, just before we do get to the coach ahead of the RAC Derby, the Fremantle Dockers have a podcast between Griffin Logue and David Mundy. It's called Old Bull Young Buck, and they had a bit of a chat about David Mundy's last derby this week.
How are you feeling going into your last derby, mate? You would have had a fair few good memories going from derbies and stuff, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think I've played in 31 of them now.
Really?
Quite a few.
There's been 55 and you've played in over half of them.
Yep, correct. Yeah. I've been around for a while, mate.
Coach, the RAC derbies are huge as they are, but that really brings a sense of occasion to Saturday night, doesn't it?
G'day, guys. Yeah, it does. It's his last home and away game in WA. So, yeah, it's a really big occasion and we want to make sure we send him out in the right way.
Yeah.
Oh, Justin, it was so nice of you to play along with Pete's question there because I heard you in another interview just say, derbies are derbies. And I thought, well, you're giving us nothing, aren't you?
Yeah, one of the great orators.
Well, mate, I know that you know, like everyone in AFL, that you take it a week at a time, but we are getting obviously to the pointy end of the season. And by any metric you want to look at, the next two games are very winnable for the Fremantle Football Club. And they're pretty important, right? You want to get in that top four.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and we need to make sure we build on last week's good performance. Mm. And, you know, it was a good performance last weekend, but we still need to build on that and get better. So, that's our focus this week and even in this week's game is to build on last week and make sure we're in as good a form as we can.
Coach, just back to David Mundy for a moment, and I think we've mentioned this before. He was just drafted to the club while you were going around, I think, for your last year. Is that right?
Maybe second last year. 2005, I think, was his first game. Maybe got drafted 2004.
So there you go. I mean, what's it like? What's it been like coaching, you know, that bloke, you know, a bloke that you... you actually played with to a degree.
Yeah, it's been interesting. It's been something that probably I won't have to do again, clearly. So he's matured so much over the 10 years I was away from the club, and he was, yeah, a different person. I mean, yeah, coming into the club as an 18-year-old, he was, yeah, like all 17-18-year-olds. And then when I came back to the club, he was nearly over 30. So he, yeah, matured so much, and his footy was at such a high level when I came back. It was pretty much autopilot as a coach, just put his magnet on the board and let him go. So he's been a great supporter of mine and a great help of mine since I've been back at the club, and I can't thank him enough for what he's done for the club.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's sweet.
And I have to say, nice. You know, you don't hear this from a lot of people about other players, but I've never heard an opposition coach or pundit or anyone say anything but the highest, hold him in the highest regard as a professional.
Yeah, and I think that is testament to the resilience and the humbleness of the man and the fairness in which he plays the game. Mm. You never see him arguing with the umpires. You never see him, you know, trying to start biff with the oppo, and he just gets on with his business and plays the next moment as it presents. So, yeah, he's been a star.
Mm. Well, we saw Josh Kennedy come out and kick 8 goals for his last game with the Eagles. So if Mundy really goes out and he pushes himself extra hard, is he still covered by your healthcare plan until the very end of the season?
Yeah, he is. And it's funny you mentioned the goals, because there's a bit of banter going around the office that he's 6 or 8 goals behind my goal tally for the club. So he reckons he's going to try and get in front of me by the end of his career.
All right, looking forward to seeing the signs around Optus Stadium kick it to Mundy. So it's going to be great. Mate, Saturday night, RAC Derby, and looking to continue the dream form this season, shore up that top four. It'll be great to see. But good luck, mate, and we'll see you there.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You also can be there if you keep listening. The RAC Derby, Optus Stadium, Saturday night, bounce downs at 5:40.
He's one of Australia's funniest blokes who once held a Guinness World Record for the most jokes told in an hour. Get your stopwatches ready, people. It's Limo.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
It gets bigger every week. Where is this headed? I want to know where this intro is.
I don't know. I mean, now we've got seagulls and no one saw that coming.
Oh, I love it. If there isn't a stray cat in this introduction in the coming weeks, I'll be disappointed. Always a pleasure to be with you guys. One of the highlights of my week. But my absolute highlight of this week comes from the great city of Perth. Sunday night.
Oh.
On, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Coolbellup Avenue.
Coolbellup.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Okay, yeah, good, okay. Well, there, on Sunday night, a 35-year-old White Gum Valley man was on the run from police and was cornered by a herd of cows. Yes.
That's so Perth. Yes. It's such a Perth thing.
It's unbelievable. Let's have a listen to how Channel 9 reported it.
Caught on his heels.
Are those cows going to it?
This man, who officers say is wanted over violent crimes, is being tailed by more than just the police. This herd of cattle in Mungdajon cornering him into a fence, helping put him under arrest.
Oh. Utter arrest. I love it.
Oh, yeah, they love a pun. Oh,
that's and, so you know, good. The people in the writing room, they're, like, loving it. Yeah. And then the newsreader's like, oh, God, do I have to
say that?
You're like, if you're going to do it, you've got to commit, don't you? You can't half do it.
Exactly. And how's your credibility in prison? Yeah. How did you get caught? I was cornered by a bunch of cows. and people are saying, isn't this amazing how the cows have helped out the police? But this has been happening for years. They've just kind of gone unnoticed.
Oh, really?
Cows have been working as police officers for a long time, guys. Are you ready for this?
Yeah. Go on.
Yes. Well, I mean, have you seen the TV show NYPD Moo? Have you guys seen that?
No.
No? What about Law and Order SV Moo? Have you seen, guys?
No, I haven't.
Well, surely, let's have a listen to the introduction to this TV show.
Bad cows, what you gonna, when they come for?
Oh, what you gonna moo? Yeah,
what you gonna moo? And of course, there are the movies, like there was Robo Cow, for example.
Yes.
I don't know, can you remember this scene in Scarface?
Want to flick it? Okay. Okay. Do you want to play rough? Okay. No. Say hello to my little friend.
They took down Scarface. That's right. And did you guys know, you know, the Bad Boys franchise, there was Bad Boys 1, Bad Boys 2.
Yes.
And then Bad Boys 3, Martin Lawrence couldn't do it. So Will Smith shot that film with a cow. Here's one.
We ride together. We die together. Bad Boys for life. We just got to do it ourselves, man.
Classic scene.
Quite moving.
Sorry.
I know. Everyone's getting a bit teary. It was a beautiful scene. Bad Boys 3. Scored, I think, at 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. So great to get out there and see.
Daisy got shot in one of her four stomachs.
So if you're having trouble getting the police, just look out for a cow.
All right. Well, I feel safer. Yeah.
Thank you, Lee Moo. We'll see you in a week's time, brother.
My pleasure.
Pete, Matt and Kimber.
Brian McFadden.
Yes.
Guys, Brian McFadden. Do you remember Brian McFadden?
Actually, Brian McFadden's on the phone. He's just amazed someone's talking about him. He just wanted to know.
Yeah. What was he
That's
in?
The point of this chat, Kimber.
This has got me laughing
was
this morning.
Was it Westlife?
It was Westlife.
Oh, wow, Maddie.
Wow.
Oh, my God, no one saw that coming.
Yeah, I'm out. I've peaked.
So I reckon if you're around sort of like my vintage, then when you're into sort of songs and pop culture, and back in the day you were listening to a show called the Hot 30 Countdown and stuff like that,
uh-huh.
Brian McFadden was doing the rounds. You know, he was like the judge on the, you know, the Australia's Got Talent
That's
panels.
Right, yes.
He was the guy that was always the guest at the big parties. He dated Australia's sweetheart, Delta Goodrum.
Oh, did they?
They did.
Oh, yes.
They're in love.
But it's quite a fall from grace for Brian McFadden because, and this is why it piqued my interest, because it's the first time I've heard about him in around about 15 years.
Oh. Is he all right?
Oh, he's been stung by a bee.
Okay.
He's like, he's released a new album. He's in a new group.
He wasn't allergic, was he?
No, he's allergic, so his face puffed up.
Okay.
And like one of those cute dogs.
And he's been stung by a bee. And we all get stung by bees. I mean, we get stung by bees so much. You know, Rick Arden reported on it once.
The centre of Perth was abuzz this afternoon, literally.
Right.
Oh, so no one like delivers a line like Arden.
Exactly, right? So, you know, and this, it just made me laugh because, you know, this is the story he's made the news for today, 15 years down the track. Now,
and I saw the headline too, Pete, and the headline said, Brian McFadden is unrecognisable after bee sting. And I felt like it was more that he was unrecognisable because we haven't seen him for 15 years.
Exactly, because the last time we did hear about him...
Tonight in 7 News, police question pop star Brian McFadden about an in-flight rampage.
This is back 2011.
An in-flight rampage?
Now, this is how famous the
Brian
McFadden...
guy who was singing that song before. He's rampaging.
He's rampaging. This is how famous Brian McFadden was back in 2011, right? Right, so...
Good evening. Singer Brian McFadden denies he's a bad boy rocker despite being met by federal police when he stepped off a V Australia flight into Sydney this morning. He was accused of a drunken rampage and smoking on board.
I mean, this bad boy rocker. Right?
Yeah, with all due respect, you can't be in Westlife and be a bad boy rocker.
No, you can't.
So why would you deny such a claim? If someone came to you guys and was like, bad boy rocker Matt Dictinsky, you'd be all over that.
And again, just one more thing. As part of this story, this is how famous he was, getting picked up by this bloke.
Kyle Sanderlands drove through the imposing gates of his Terry Hills mansion and stopped for our cameras.
He wasn't drunk, he wasn't intoxicated, there was no drama at all.
Brian McFadden was hidden behind tinted glass at first, but at the local shops where the jet-lagged pair went for coffee and ice cream.
That's how famous he was back then.
Just heading out for an ice cream with Carl Sanderlands.
God. And now
he's back in the news for a bee sting.
The centre of Perth was abuzz this afternoon.
The saddest thing for me is that I'm so unfamous, I could go on a rampage and no one would even report it.
Pete, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
But from the cows to the birds, we're on the twits, Kimber.
We're on the twits. I am about to make your day
mm-hmm.
or completely ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just depends which way you want to look at, I suppose. Because I spent some time yesterday, had some things to do. I was busy. I had some activities I had to get on with. But I got distracted by something that I found and I spent way too long on it. Way too long. And I actually feel happier for having spent time on it. But I also realise it ruined my day because I got nothing done.
Right.
So I thought, given it's Friday and maybe you're having the kind of day where you think, just can't be bothered, and you're looking for a way to waste your day.
Yep.
I've got your answer.
Fantastic. Okay.
Brilliant. Please,
it is. It's on Twitter, and it's a page called How Things Are Manufactured.
Okay.
And it's just a series of videos and things on how things are manufactured, which doesn't sound very interesting, but I spent a great deal of time yesterday watching how suitcases are made.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's not even how the full suitcase was made. This particular video was just that cool, like, plastic casing, like how they basically shrink wrap it.
Yes.
Into this plastic coloured casing.
I'm watching, I've got that video up right now.
It's
this
cool.
Is
look very
how amazing it is.
Mesmerising. Yeah. But it looks like it's just a plate and then it just blows up like a balloon.
Yep.
And then goes.
And then it becomes a suitcase. And.
Whoa!
I don't know how many you need to see. I looked at so many that I was like, I've seen a full range of rainbow colours here on these suitcases and I'm still watching. And so I've bought it in and thought, why not ruin everyone's day with it? Because there's so many things on there. Like, for example, they've got videos of handmade world globes from the 1950s.
Yeah, that was cool.
So a series of people that are like hand making globes and painting on the maps, and it's unbelievable.
They've got the whole world in their hands.
They truly do.
You get one of these. Yep.
Thank you. Moving on.
How pasta is made is good.
Oh, pasta. It's
Whoa,
a good
look
one.
At that.
Yeah, it's honestly such an interesting page. I can't look away. I made the mistake this morning of showing it to producer Rami and producer Kerrod.
Yep.
They haven't basically done anything on our show.
No, they were clocked off at about 6 a.m.
2 hours. Yeah. Just checking in. Guys, how are you finding the page of how things are manufactured?
Damn you.
Have I ruined your day?
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting here at the moment watching how they put the protective coating on gloves.
Okay.
And it's basically a whole bunch of hands that get dipped into this liquid, and it is so satisfying to watch the hands then come out of the liquid.
Oh, it was a good one. Rami, what was your favourite one this morning?
Early this morning, one of you was trying to talk to me, and I just don't remember what you were talking about, because I was watching how they get rid of rotten tomatoes from a bunch of good ones. There's a bloody machine, and it just flicks away the green ones.
No, that was me, buddy. That was me. I was saying to you guys how much I really need your support at the moment.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
How things are manufactured. Get on Twitter and waste your Friday.